Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa, what's the difference? So again, I'm Rabbi Tigma B'yedecha, Teisa Chilik B'yedecha. Today, Decha Doima Niskacha, V'yedecha Doima Loi Niskacha, is Tavai B'pnuika Masadi. Both of them agree that she wasn't married until now. Lai Dekoma Niskacha, the one aid that says that she was married, Hevel Echad, V'yein Devorosh Alecha, B'mokam Shnayim. One aid can't tell us that a lady got married, it's Dovah Sheber, but we don't believe the Yedecha. Sefer is, Eid Echa Doima Niskacha, V'yedecha Doima Loi Niskacha, is Tavai both of them B'yedecha Masadi, the both thing aid is upon a Nesha Sish. Why the Karman is Garsha, the one that says that she got to get Hevel Echad, he's only one, and therefore as far as Vendor Varshalach Makam Shnayim, he don't believe one against two. Ravashi Yomanein, like I said before, Yerlam Trail Trey, two against two, V'Epach, just the opposite, I'll change around. Shnayim Maimir Minu Shinaskacha, two Adam said we saw the way she got married. Shnayim Maimir Mulay Rinu Shinaskacha, we did not see the way she got married, his Arazal Atinosev, and it's a Tetse. She has to get a get. Why? Because if two Adam saw she got married, that's it. We know she's married. For the Mark Shita, Lorinu ain't a raya. Stand the fact two Adam are telling us they did not see the way she got married. What is that? Of course that means nothing. If two Adam says they were by the chas and they saw her get married, how could another two Adam say we didn't see her get married? That means nothing. Teretz lets richa the dary b'chotzerecha. They live in one courtyard. Now the time the misa didn't catch her call this late. If it would have been true that she really got married, everybody would talk about it. It could be people make a private chasna. So therefore, the two that say she got married, we believe them. Seif is the opposite. Shnayim Marim Rino Shnizgasha. Two Adam said we saw the way the get took place. Shnayim Marim Loi Rino Shnizgasha. We did not see the way the get took place. As a raised letter to nothing, this is like Taisei. Here she got married, we say she doesn't have to get a get. But the Marmai Kamashma like Chita. Look, her two are saying they saw the get. What are the other two saying? We didn't see the get. That means nothing. So Kamash from Alpha God the Dari Bakhat Sregi, they even live in one courtyard. But the Marahina was not like we just said before. Another time I would have thought like this. Gabi Kadushinu the Avi the Inch of the Makacha Bitsina. By Kadushin it's possible people get married privately. So it's possible you live in the same chutz, the same courtyard, and you did not know the way they got married. Avo Gabi Gerishim when somebody had get to get, the Pshat there's always a lot of fighting going on. And Nisa the Igrishom, if it's true that they really got to get, Kurlislela Milsa. There was nichol, would have been a kilgun. Everybody talks about it. They're separated. So if the neighbors don't know about it, that should be a proof to get to not take place. Kamash v'lo, still that's the chiddush. The avid the inshid the mekatcher the megasher mitzina. The chiddush is no. It could be in certain cases that a person could get married privately that the neighbors don't know about it, and that means nothing. We believe the edna says they saw the kedushin, and then a couple could get a get privately that the neighbors taka don't know about it. So Taka, that's the Chiddush, that the Eidim that are saying we did not see the get, that means nothing.
Yeah, we're holding that Chof Gimel Amar Aleph. We got to the two dots last time, explained the Chiluk between the Reish and the Seifa, where the two Eidim said that she was Mekudeshes, and then two said not Megadeshes, and two said Megareshes, two said not Megareshes. The last terrace was, even by Kedushin, we're talking about the two Adam said they saw the way she did get married, she had Kedushin, and then two Adam just said they did not see the Kedushin. So that's why we don't believe them. The verse of the Kiddush was, even though they live in one courtyard, which I would have thought that if they did get married, there should have been a curl, everybody should know about it. Kamash will know that sometimes people get married privately without even the people, their own neighbors, knowing about it. And we're saying the same as far as about a get also, that even though Adam said that we did not see the Gershon, we're neighbors, also it's true when we believe the two Adam that said that she did receive the get. Because it's possible that a person would give the get privately, nobody knows about it.
Says in the Mishnah, let's say that if she got married and then Adim came and told us, well, that's going to be a question in the Gemara, whether it's going in the Reisha of the Mishnah or whether it's going in the Seif of the Mishnah. Again, the Reisha of the Mishnah was that Anisha came and told us that Eishes, Isha Yisi, Ugrushani. So we believe what they said, that she's a Gerusha now, because of the Peshos, the Peshitim, we let her get married. But let's say after she got married, now two Adim came and told us that they know she was married before. So now the Mishnah says, what? Harezu loy teitze, if she's married already, is loy teitze, she doesn't have to give a get. So Mor says, Rabbi Yishiya masnin lo ha-resha. Rabbi Yishiya says, this din, the end of the Mishnah goes on the resha, as we just said. In the case when Isha said
that she was an Eishes Ish and Grusha, so we believed her. She had a right to get married. Now, if two Eidim come and say she knows she was married before, still we let her stay married to the second husband. Rabba Bar Avin Masnin Lo Asefa. Rabba Bar Avin learned this din the Sefer, the Mishnah, learned this halacha on the Sefer. The Sefer, the Mishnah, was in the case when Isha says, Nishpeisi or Tyranny, she tells us she was captured by the Goyim, and nobody lived with her. So again, it's a per shosa, per shitta. We believe her to say no goyim live with her. Therefore, she's mutter to get married to a kohen. So now it says in the Mishnah at the end, let's say she got married to a kohen, and then two Eidim came and told us that she was captured by the goyim. So now there's no more per shosa, per shitta. Still, we say loitetze. So the Gemara says, man the master in law ratio, according to Rabbi Yishe that learns this chiddush in the ratio, kol shchenar seifa. Of course, in the Sefer, he agrees that the issue would be loitetzei. Because the Sefer is a more kal, there it's a shayla what that she was captured by the goyim. So Rashi says, the chshosha bi'almu, the ikha shema nivla levichovim v'nisla lakuna. Tony yachshash, we do not know for sure the goyim live with her. And so he says, there's a svar midiraisa that Anisha is menavala satsmo, Anisha makes herself look not nice. So the goyim would not want to live with her. So it's really only chashash with the rabbanim. So therefore, even though lechatchila, like if we know that she was captured, then she's not allowed to get married to a kohen. But it says now that if she did get married, and then two eidim came and told us that she was captured, it says loitetze. So now, if you learn this chiddush on the reisha, koshkin on the sefer, because the reisha there it's a shalun in nisadi reisa, like there the isha says she was married, and then she says she received a get. So later, when two Eidim come and tell us that she was married, there's no more Peshosa Peshita. So we have to be afraid maybe she's still married and the second Kedushin is not Chal. Kamash Mila, no, still we believe her. The Mor says, the man, the master, lo Asefa. But the one Rab of Aravan that only learned the Chiddush on the Seifa, the Mishnah by Shvuya, Avala Reisha Loi, Enechnami, the Reisha, the Mishnah, doesn't say this Chiddush. And in the Reisha, if we'll have later two Eidim coming and tell us that she was once married, even though she got married the second time already, the din would be taitse, because now lemaisa we have a good sofik midiraisa, maybe she's still married, so then the din would be taitse. So Mora says, what's the machloikis tolyin? Lema b'derav hamnuna kemiflagi. The machloikis is tolyin of hamnun is halacha. The man, the master, law ratio, the one that learns the chiddush on the ratio, that still we believe her, is lederav hamnuna. He also from hamnuna that an isha that tells the husband, Gurushani, she's believed, as we have before, and Isha may is paneva fnei baila, and Isha doesn't have the chutzpah to lie in front of her own husband. Say, if the Isha tells us that she received a get, she's believed. That's why even in the Reisha, where we have later on two Eidim coming to tell us that she was married, still if she got married a second time, we believe her when she says she received a get. But the one that learned this chiddush in the Seifa of the Mishnah, only in the case of Shavuya, where she was captured by the Goyim, but in the case where Eidim come and tell us that she was married once, we say now Teitzei is the Chura, Lesla the Rav Hamnuna. He does not hold from Rav Hamnuna's halacha. Therefore, when the Isha tells us now that she received the get, we can't believe her. Since we have Eidim that she was once married, we can't believe what they say that she received the get. Tomorrow says, Loi, no, that's not the Machlaikis. I tell you, the Kuli Yalm is Luder of Hamnuna. It could be everybody holds from Hamnuna's halacha. For Ocha Bo Kemiflugi, here the Machlaikis is like this. The Ma Sovar Kiyit Mother of Hamnuna, Befonov. When do we say an Isha's Nemo to say that she received a get? She could tell the husband, you gave me a get, only if she says it in front of the husband. Because that's a Svar, and Isha won't be Meyish, she won't have the chutzpah to lie in front of her own husband. So if she tells us in front of the husband, then for sure we believe her. But over here, where it's not in front of the first husband is not here. She is coming to Bezdin and telling Bezdin the fact that even though I was once married, you should know I received a get. The Tanakhama, we hold that Meiza, she would lie. Since she's not in front of the husband, we have to be afraid she'll lie, therefore we can't believe her. So that's Rabbi Rabin Svar to say that the din that said Leitetz is only in the Sefer by Yeshivuya. But in the case where we know she was married, and she told us she received the get, we don't believe her. But Umandim, Zamora says, Umar Sova, Shloi Bifon of Nami Yenemiza. Pes Raboishia that learns the Chiddush even in the Reisha, he holds even in the Reisha. Renisha comes and tells us that she received the get, we believe her, because even not in front of her husband, she also would not lie. So therefore, even though Lechatchila of two Adam came first and told us that she was married, we don't believe her. But I call upon him, where she told us first that she was a Gerusha, and we gave her Heter to get married. So once she had Heter to get married, even though later two Adam come and tell us that she was once married, we still have the right to believe her, and we say the dinner of Loi Teitzei. Who else it could be lechatchilas mishum lozus fosayim that she shouldn't get married? Since there's a question about it, we don't let her get married until she proves it. But I call upon him, if she got married, that's the sort of thing like Teitzei, we have a right to believe her, she won't be meyis even shleibif neibayla. But then says the mishanisei is boedim. Again, Omar Avur de Shmuel. So Avur de Shmuel says like this, loy nisseis nisses mamish, it doesn't mean that the isha mamish got married already. Let's say goes on the safe, according to everybody goes, in the safe everybody agrees, that Anisha told us that she was captured by the Goyim. And then she told us she was Torah and nobody lived with her. So it says we give her a heter to get married to a Kohen. So the Mishnah says if she got married to a Kohen and later to Adam come and tell her she was captured, it's like Tate says she doesn't have to go away from her husband. So it's saying now it doesn't mean that she mamish got married to a second husband. But once Bethan gave her a heter, paskin, that with the Pesh Shos or Pesh Hitta, when she first came and told us that she was captured and that she was Tahor, that nobody lived with her, and we believe her, so Bezdin gives her the Heter to get married. Once Bezdin passed in this Heter, Bezdin does not take away the Heter. That's the Chiddush. Lav Davka if she mamish got married, but rather Kivan She Tiru Linosei is Afo Pishlo Niseis, even though she didn't get married, still we don't take away the Heter. If two Adam come late and says she was captured, so what? She has the heter, she's allowed to keep it. So the Gemara of Lotetzi Katoni, it says Lotetzi Mashma, she got married to the Kohen, and we say Lotetzi. Gemara says no, Lotetzi Mehateri Harishin. That the Mishnah means Lotetzi, it means she does not go out from the first heter she received. Once death and Pascha the heter for her, she keeps the heter. Tana Rabbon, they'll go into the Brisa like this. Omro Nishvesi Yatoirani. Let's say Anisha comes and tells us by herself that she was captured by the Goyim. But you know, Torani, they didn't live with me, I'm still Tor, I'm allowed to marry a Goyim. But Vyeshli Edim Shatorani, but she says, you should know, I have Edim that I was Tor, I have Edim that were with me the whole time when I was captured, and they saw the way the Goyim never forced me, never lived with me. So Morris says, Ein Oimim, we don't have to say that Namtin Achi Yavo Edim, we should wait until maybe the Edom comes. No, we don't have to wait. Elamati renoisa miyad. We're allowed to give her a heter right now. Because right now there's a peshos, a pesh heter. As far as we're concerned, we do not know she was ever captured. Who told us she was captured by the Goyim? She is telling us. So since it's she that's telling us, that's the svar of a peshos or a pesh heter. Now, hetiru linosei. We gave her the heter. We said she's allowed to get married to a Goyim. And after she got married to the Kohen, or it says, yeah, V'yachakach bo Edim, and then Edim came, V'yomru, and they said like this, Nazar, we know she was captured, but lo yodano, but we do not know that the Goyim did not live with her. In other words, we weren't with her the whole time. So then is Harezu lo Teitzei. She does not have to go out, she does not have to leave her husband. Or else, though, it was saying before, what it means to say is, once Bezdin gave her the heter to get married, she does not lose a heter. V'yembo wedi tumah. But let's say Edim come and tell us, no, we know the way she was captured, and we even saw the way the Goyim lived with her. Afilu yesh l'kam abonim is teitzei. Even though she has a lot of children from her husband, the Kohen, is teitzei, because the maisa, now she has a din of a chalolarana, since she lived with a Goy. The locher is a Kohen is also to marry her. Every bia the Kohen has with her is a bia saveira. Therefore, the Kohen has to give her a get, even though they have kamabonim. Talimor says weiter. Hanu yeshivuyoso, there were these ladies, people that were captured by the Goyim. The yasin lenadoi, they came to Nadoi. So we don't know the locher, like, are they tomei or not? Are they allowed to marry a Kohen or not? Is Oisev Avua de Shmuel Natura Badayu. So Shmuel's father put watchmen upon them In other words, as if to say that the Taka Tohor, a Kohen's allowed to marry her, and we'll watch her from now on to make sure no Goyim, she doesn't have Nivlah, to apostle her. So Omalei Shmuel, so Shmuel said back to his father, V'yadu idno man natarinu, like up until now, until today, who watched her? Like, how this can help? Like, we know that she was captured by the Goyim, so we have to be afraid maybe a Goy lived with her. The law is, if a Goy lives with a Jewish girl even one time, she becomes possible, she can't marry a Kohen anymore. She's a halala, or a dinzaina she has on her, that a Kohen can't marry her. So Omalei, so Avu Shmuel said back, Ilo Bantecha heaven, if it would have been your daughters, Miheves Mizalzla Bahu, would you be Mizalzla with them Kuli High so much as not to give them a heter? It will soon see. In other words, this is a way to be mad to them. So Mura says, Akoponim Heve Kishgoga Shiyotzma Play Asholit. That it was like something came out of the mouth by mistake from the Sholit, from the king, like from the ruler, and it came about. Like here, Shmuel's father said to him, why are you Mizalza? Would you be Mizalza so much with your own daughters? So he gave like a klola like that your daughters will be captured. So Mura says, Vishtaboyin Vante Demashmuel. It came out, that's what happened, that Shmuel's daughters were captured by the Goyim. And they brought them up to Eretz Yisrael. So what they do is, they did like this. In other words, there were Eidim, that the people knew that the daughters of Shmuel were captured by the Goyim. Now they'd come to Bezdin with the Eidim, Bezdin would say that the apostle Kain can't marry her. So they wanted to make some type of a heter here, that Bezdin should first give her a heter. So what they did was, they told the Eidim that know that she was captured to stay outside, don't go into Bezdin. And they sent only these two girls, the two daughters of Shmuel, into the Beis Medrash, to Rabbi Chanina, that they sent it to the Bezdin of Rabbi Chanina. This one said, you should know, I was captured by the Goyim, but I'm Tor, they didn't live with me. And the second daughter said, Nishbeis Yutairani, that also I was captured by the Goyim, but you should know I'm Tor, no Goy live with me. Tamar says, Sharinu, they were mad to her. As this daloko, like a Peshos, a Peshitter, as right now when she went into the Bezdin did not know that to raid him. As far as Bezdin knows, they never knew she was captured. So Bezdin believes it to say that you're telling me you were captured and you're Tor, we believe her. And Bezdin gave her head that she's allowed to get married to a Kohen. Is Saif oil also Shubiyainu? Later, the two Eidim that know that she was captured came into the Bezdin. So Rabbi Chanina said, the Dayan said, Bonin du Marayin Inun. These are daughters of a big Poisek, a big Talmud Chacham, to do such a trick like this. That's the loch we just said before, that the Baal Shubuyin. That we say a girl was captured by the Goyim, she's posted for Kohen, it's only a chumrach shash midrabonin, like a man lost a miyuchsin. So in the case where Bezdin first paskin that she's muted to get married to a Kohen, it was a matter of a peshos, a peshita, Bezdin leaves the heter even though later on we find Eidim tells her she was captured. So that was the story here. So the Dayan says it looks like these daughters were like daughters of a big Talmud Chacham that the father told them what to do. And the Gemara says it was true. That Igloi Milson, the Bante de Mashmuel heaven. It came out that these were the two daughters of Mashmuel. And that's a heter, that when they came into Bezdin, Bezdin did not know they were captured, Bezdin passed them mutter and they remain mutter. Omalei Rabbi Chanina l'Rav Shomon Baraba. So Rabbi Chanina the Dayan told Rav Shomon Baraba, Puk itful b'krovasecha. Like you're a Kohen, go get married to your Korav, go get married to the daughters of Shmuel. That was like, take care of them. There's a law, is them muta, so why don't you marry them? Omalel Rabbi Chanina, so he said back to Rabbi Chanina, V'ikeidim v'medina sayom, how could I get married to them? I have to be afraid, maybe the Eidim v'medina sayom that say that she was captured. That's the Havimina. And therefore I won't be able to stay married to her. So he answered back, Hashta miyas lesnaya kamon. But right now, Kopon, we have no Eidim right now. So Eidim v'tzad itzasom v'tiyosar, like, are you afraid that maybe the Eidim someplace says that's why now she should be also? Like, we're not afraid of this. Right now there are no Eidim. Therefore, she's mutter to you, so go get married to her. You don't have to be afraid. Maybe Eidim will come later. So, Marius the Kashno, it's Mashper from the Dying of Chanino. Time would lo yosu Eidim. Why did he say she get married to her? Because she don't have to be afraid. Eidim will come later. But mashma horosu edim, mashma feidim would come, misasro, then you would become also to your wife if later edim come and tells that she was captured by the goyim. So now we have to be afraid that maybe she lived with them and she's a zayna like, she's also to you. Is that true? Ivo Omer Avu Adishmuel, we just got finished learning that Avu Adishmuel said that Kivan Shetirul Inosei, once Bezdin gives you a heter to get married, Afal Pishla Nisus, even though she didn't get married yet, she doesn't lose a heter. You see, once we gave her a heter, she remains with the heter. Someone says, Omer Avashi, Eidei Tumi Itmar. Here the question, what he was worried about, not Edom or Stam come and tell us that she was captured. No, that I know the locker is, once Bethan gave her heter, the heter still remains. But what I was afraid about, maybe Edom will come and tell us that they saw the way the Goyim really, really lived with her. And if the Goyim lived with her, they made her into a Zoyna, then I'll have to give her a get. So now he answered back, very good, Uchlina. You don't have to be afraid. Since up until now, we do not have any Edom like that she lived with them. You don't have to be afraid she has nus with them. So therefore, you're allowed to get married to her. Yeah.